Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Connor Gillivan of Free Up. Connor, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Hey, man. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
No problem. Super excited to have you on, and what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Connor so you can hear about all the awesome things that he's doing. And Connor Gillivan is a founder and the chief marketing officer of FreeUp.com, a leading freelance marketplace for e-commerce and digital marketing professionals. Connor served as CEO of his first e-commerce company, which sold over 25 million on Amazon. He regularly writes on his own site, ConnorGillivan.com, and is passionate about building companies from the ground up. Connor, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So the first question I had was to hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you mentioned in my bio, my first business was selling products on Amazon. I did that for about 6 years from 2009 to 2016. And towards the end of running that business, a big part of building it and scaling it was hiring people to help us with different aspects of the company. Mm-hmm. And we hired some people in-house. We had an office, we had some full-time and part-time people. But then we also discovered this whole world of outsourcing and hiring people remotely and building out a team in that way. And we were using websites like Upwork and what used to be Odesk and Elance and Fiverr and Freelancer. You really name any of the bigger players in the space, and we were using them to try to find good talent. And we just kept running into frustrations. It was taking a really long time to find good people for Amazon. And then we also felt like there was too much turnover, and we were running into situations where we hired someone, we invested into them, and then we were back at stage one trying to find another person. So after a couple of years of going through that process, my business partner and I, we started Free Up, and that's the business that I run today. It really came out of a need that we personally had as business owners, and we wanted to see if others were having those same issues and if we could solve it for them.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And especially, you know, when we talked offline about, you know, the changing of the economy, change the way that people are doing business, you know, people are using like all the sites that you mentioned to find people to help them do the work. But sometimes you don't hear about like some of the frustrations that come along with doing that. And I love the fact that you guys were building something that helped to alleviate some of those stresses and problems.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a really fun process so far. We've learned a tremendous amount just about this entire industry that we had no clue about before. So it's been a lot of fun to be part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wanted to drill down a little bit deeper and hear a little bit more about Free Up and what you guys are doing and how you're supporting the clients that you're working with.
Yeah, of course. So we are a marketplace that connects freelancers with business owners. And as a company, we very much specialize within Amazon skills, e-commerce skills, and digital marketing skills. So as a business owner, you can come to Free Up, you can create an account for free, you submit a project or a person that you're looking to hire, that comes into our team, and we actually put it out there to the freelancers in our network. We find one that matches up to all your requirements, we introduce them directly to you, and then you can go ahead and interview them, ask questions, and we'll keep introducing you to people until you find someone that you're interested in hiring. And the thing that makes us really unique is that we actually interview and vet thousands of freelancers every single week that are applying to join the Free Up Marketplace. We put them through an application, we do a one-on-one interview, and then we also test them for their skills. And we only let the top 1% of people into our marketplace. So you get access to a very curated selection of freelancers from all over the world. And we try to make it a very hands-on experience. So it's simple to hire, simple to manage, and billing isn't an issue for you either.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I love that aspect because like you mentioned that curation part, because a lot of times, you know, when you do put a job that you need help with or project that you need help with, you get, you know, hundreds and thousands of applications and you don't know who to pick. You don't know if the person that applied actually can do what they said that they can do. So it's great to hear that you guys have done a lot of that curation on the back end, because for any business business owner, entrepreneur, anybody trying to get anything done, time's the most valuable resources. So it kind of seems like you guys are taking that into account and providing a solution.
Yeah, of course. I'm sure you know as well, and a lot of the people listening, but you know, time's your most valuable resource as an entrepreneur and as a CEO. The more you can put towards high value growth activities, the more you can grow your business. Whereas if you're stuck in the weeds of your company, then it's going to show in the growth of everything around you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you probably already touched on this, and I know you talked about the secret sauce, I would call, for like FreeUp. Do you have anything additional you wanted to kind of touch on, or for yourself, or anything you feel kind of to set you apart?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's that 1% that we pre-vet. And then the second thing is that, like I was explaining a little earlier, when you post a project, we only introduce you to one person at a time. And we do that on purpose so that you don't become overwhelmed by 5, 10, 15 options that you then have to go through and kind of vet yourself. So we try to make that as simple as possible and less overwhelming. And then the final thing is we're just very hands-on. You know, my business partner and I, we still work closely with clients and freelancers through the marketplace to keep in touch with them and build relationships. So I think you get a little bit more of a personal touch with us than some of the other places as well.
Yeah. And I know a lot of times when you're using a lot of those sites, sometimes you feel as if it's kind of a site, but the way that you guys are building the organization, the company, kind of sounds like you guys are an extension to a lot of the business owners and the people that are, you know, applying and looking for things, looking for help with projects, I should say. So it kind of seems like it's not just, oh, you take care of it or you do it, but you kind of feel like you're one of the team, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, that's a really fun point for us and something we're passionate about. We've got to meet so many amazing entrepreneurs and other CEOs and business owners just from helping them with our solution. So it's been awesome for both of us too.
Nice. And I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an Apple book or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
Yeah, absolutely. So my hack is an app, actually. And this can be translated to a bunch of different other apps, but my biggest thing is Skype. So I run the company completely remote, my business partner and I. He lives in Orlando, Florida. I live in Denver, Colorado. We have maybe 10 to 15 people scattered around the US and then 20 other people that are in the Philippines and India. So the ability to communicate with someone from my phone, from my computer 24/7 is huge for me, because of the way that I communicate and run the business. So Skype has just been an amazing hack for me in terms of keeping up that communication.
Yeah, absolutely. And I imagine with, you know, people on different time zones and, you know, being able to kind of have the face-to-face meetings or even just pure audio meetings with no matter what time zone you're in or what phone number you have, definitely probably helps out an incredible amount.
Yeah, exactly. And no matter which communication channel you choose, if you're running a business remotely, it's smart to just have one so that you and your team are all on the same page. And it's always somewhere you can go to get in touch with people while they're working and you're working on different projects together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or piece of advice. Or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that question. Two things kind of pop into mind. My first would be mainly around when you're actually starting a business and maybe that first year. I think one of the biggest things that I overlooked when I was younger is making sure that your business actually solves a real problem that a lot of people are having. I think you need to focus on that when you first get started. And if you don't, it could lead to issues. But if you really have something that sticks and people are relating to that problem you're addressing, it makes a huge difference in your business at first. And then the second thing is more on a kind of CEO level or leadership level is just don't get stuck in the day-to-day. I did that a ton when I was younger. I was just focused on keeping work on my plate and adding more and working more hours. But over the years, I've learned that if you go out there and you create the right processes, then you try to hire the right people, you can stay focused on growth and you can do a lot more for the business on a day-to-day basis than if you're just in doing the repetitive tasks.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I feel like, I mean, you could definitely let me know if you feel the exact same way. Sometimes when you clear the deck, so to speak, and you have things that you're not working on, sometimes that allows opportunities for bigger ideas, bigger things that maybe you wouldn't have seen if you had been, you know, a little bit deeper into the business.
Yes, completely agree. I mean, just when you're out of those really, like you said, pretty deep tasks or processes on a day-to-day basis, it even makes it harder to think of bigger ideas or look at your business from a 20,000 foot view. So it definitely makes a difference.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners on the show. So Connor, I want to ask you, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Yeah. So a CEO isn't just a position as a lot of people, I think of it, you know, and I think this podcast does a great job of bringing that to light. For me, being a CEO is really someone that's an extremely creative leader, right? So any problem that comes to them, they find a way to solve it, no matter what the situation. They're always the one that wants to work harder, work more hours to get their business up to the next level. They're someone that can bring people around them and inspire those people to see the same visions as what they do for the business. And then they're also someone that's just really great at communicating. So they have that vision, they communicate it. They have high priority tasks that need to get done in the next week. They let their team know about that. They're always communicating and keeping everyone on the same page so that the business continues to grow.
Absolutely. And often as a CEO or business owner, whatever role you have to kind of walk across the balance beam and make sure that you're balancing the day-to-day and directing your team with at the same time having that vision for the future so that you're charging the team towards that. So I think that's an incredible perspective and great definition.
Yeah, man. Thanks. It was something I thought about a little bit coming onto the show. I figured we'd talk about that at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. And you having, you know, two sides of the coin, you know, being the co-founder and also having that the company as well. I really was looking forward to your perspective.
Yeah, for sure.
Nice, nice, nice. Well, Connor, I truly appreciate you for taking some time out. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see cool. If there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know. And then, of course, how they can sign up for free up and learn about all the awesome things that you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So I did want to offer a special coupon code to anyone listening to the show. It'll get them $25 onto their free up account if they decide to create one. And the coupon code is just HIRE25, and you can use it when you're creating an account. All you have to do is visit FreeUp, and that's FREEUP.com. And then if anyone has any specific questions for me, I'm happy to chat with them as well. You can just reach me at email at Connor@freeup.com.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, I appreciate the coupon code and we'll make sure to have the link in the show notes as far as that information as well too. But again, you're doing something awesome and I truly appreciate your time today and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thanks, Rush, you too.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.